This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. We continue in the series, Upgrade Your Tefillah. The idea is to try to be able to hone in on some key points of davening without even saying anything extra, but just to be able to mine the gold that is latent already in the words of the tefillah. And this is a Davar Pashut. But we know that one of the 613 mitzvahs, Aseh D'Oraisa, and we don't have that many mitzvahs D'Oraisa that we could perform daily anymore. Many of them are only Negev, Bezman, Shebeis HaMikdash Kayam. We have very few, we don't have that many, but one of them is the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, to love the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Mishnah Berurah tells us that when we say in Kriya Shema, V'ahavta is Hashem Aleichecha, one should have in mind, first of all, to be Mekayim, the mitzvah D'Oraisa of Avas Hashem, and one should try to engender at that moment feelings of Avas Hashem. The Chafetz Chaim writes, in elsewhere, Chafetz Chaim says that the Madrega of Avas Hashem does not mean that the love of Hashem is always on your mind, even if you're only Ma'orer to that feeling upon occasion. That is also the mitzvah D'Oraisa of Avas Hashem. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the same way if somebody says Kriya Shema and he doesn't put on tefillin, it's like being Meyed Edos Sheker Ba'atzma. You're saying you should tie and you're not tying. Likewise, if you say the words V'ahavta, so at the very least, one at that time should make every effort to engender feelings of Avas Hashem in one's heart. Otherwise, it's like a self-incriminating statement. But the Chafetz Chaim writes in the Sefer Shmiras HaLashon that the same way one would not eat in the morning before they daven, one would not eat in the morning before they put on talis and tefillin, likewise, one should not eat in the morning before they know they are mekayim the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. So ideally, one should try to be mekayim this mitzvah when you say the words v'ahavta. But if one is not able to muster up that focus at that point, at the very least, before you go home to daven, one should stop for a moment and think, I have to fulfill my daily, it's a mitzvah that applies at all times, but at the very least, we have to try to do it once a day. And this way, we could be sure we did it before we eat in the morning. Rabbi Kivager points out such a beautiful thought, that even though the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, in fact, is a high madrega, nevertheless, immediately before we say, V'yohavta Yis Hashem Lekecha, we conclude the bracha of Ahava Rabbah with the words, Habaycher Be'amo Yisrael Be'ahava, that Ribbono Shel Olam selects Klal Yisrael with love. So there, we know there's a principle in relationships, Kamayim Panim El Panim Kein Lev B'nei Adam El Chaveroi. So although it is hard to love the Ribbono Shel Olam, but the Ribbono Shel Olam makes it much easier for us because He is saying to us, I love you, and we could feel His love, and therefore we could just reciprocate, and that is the placement, that is why the mitzvah V'yohavta in the Siddur appears immediately after the Ribbono Shel Olam tells us, Habaycher Be'amo Yisrael Be'ahava. Wishing everyone bracha v'hatzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.